Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 29th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Public reporting and case selection in congenital heart surgery. Signals from a multicenter observational study. This study investigated the association between public reporting and potential risk avoidance in congenital heart surgery. Researchers evaluated changes in case selection and hospital performance using predicted probability of mortality as a measure of case mix complexity. The work addressed the critical need to understand both changes in case selection and patient outcomes after public reporting, particularly concerning the potential for risk avoidance in complex surgical fields. Article number 2. Association between age and PC1, effectiveness in stable CAD, secondary analysis of ORB1, TA-2, the ORB1. TA-2 trial demonstrated the efficacy of percutaneous coronary intervention in patients with stable angina and coronary artery disease, even without background anti-anginal medication. This secondary analysis specifically examined whether this percutaneous coronary intervention effect is consistent across different age groups. It focused on the interaction between age and both symptom relief and stenosis improvement, addressing a knowledge gap regarding treatment consistency across demographics. Article number 3. Potent P2Y12 inhibitor monotherapy versus DAPT after PC1. In patients with and without STEM1, the NEOM1, NDSET substudy. This pre-specified analysis from the NEOM1, NDSET trial evaluated whether treatment effects of early aspirin discontinuation differ between ST segment elevation myocardial infarction and non-S. T. Segment elevation acute coronary syndrome. The study compared potent P2Y12 inhibitor monotherapy with dual antiplatelet therapy after percutaneous coronary intervention. This research addressed how acute coronary syndrome presentation influences optimal antiplatelet strategies post-percutaneous coronary intervention. Article number 4. Early versus late stage PC1 after subintimal tracking and reentry for chronic total occlusions, a randomized trial. This randomized trial investigated the optimal timing for staged percutaneous coronary intervention after subintimal tracking and reentry for chronic total occlusions. The study compared an earlier time frame of 5 to 7 weeks versus a later time frame of 12 to 14 weeks for stage stenting. This research addressed a crucial clinical question regarding the management of complex chronic total occlusion percutaneous coronary intervention. Article number 5. Intracoronary low-dose recombinant tissue plasminogen activator in primary PC1. For ST segment elevation myocardial infarction and large thrombus burden, a randomized trial. This randomized trial evaluated the effect of targeted intracoronary low-dose recombinant tissue plasminogen activator, alteplase, in patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction undergoing primary percutaneous coronary intervention and exhibiting a large thrombus burden. The study investigated whether this strategy improves microvascular obstruction without increasing systemic bleeding risk. This research addressed the clinical challenge of distal embolization and reduced myocardial tissue perfusion, which affects about half of STEM1 patients receiving primary percutaneous coronary intervention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.